Welcome to the Lifecast. We hope that you find this ministry of New Life Assembly of God as an encouragement to you. You'll hear messages and lessons in God's Word by our staff and special guests. Enjoy the podcast.
Man, Father's Day and the Father decided to show up. Man, I feel it. You feel it. We feel it. It's good. Well, welcome to church. Happy Father's Day to everyone. Because, like I said, regardless of your earthly father, today we are celebrating our heavenly father. Because I know there's some of you here that maybe have lost your father. Or you just never knew your father. Or maybe it's just not a good relationship. I'm here to tell you that today could still be a joyful one. Today could still be a great day. Because our Heavenly Father is perfect. Our Heavenly Father is great. And it's something to be joyful about. And that's what I'm going to talk about this morning. Obviously, I'm not a father. Okay? That's a ways off. I'm not a father. But I don't need to make pizza to know when I see a good one. And taste a good one, you know what I'm saying? So I do have a great father. I am blessed to have what I believe to be the greatest earthly father that ever lived. My dad could beat up your dad. messing around. Like I said, this message, it's obviously not about him. It's about my heavenly father. But I'm going to reference my dad here at the very beginning. Because growing up, there's things that he always told me. That he always said to me. And now that I am getting older, though I am not a father, I am understanding them. I'm getting the point. And one of those things that he always told me is whenever I would go out, when I was in high school, there reached a point where he started to tell me that. He didn't tell me this my entire life. It was just when I reached a certain age. He would tell me this every time I went to school or I was at a basketball game or I was just going out. And he would say, "All right, son. Choose what man you're going to become." Because every opportunity, every chance I had where my mom and my dad weren't watching over me, I had choices to make. And it was going to define who I am. I was going to choose what man I was going to become. Because growing up with such a great father and a great mother and in a relatively wonderful household, sometimes, I had sisters. he taught me how to be a good man. Not a perfect one. We all have flaws. But he taught me how to be a good man and a good person. But I also grew up in the world. And so I knew how to be a bad man. I knew how to make bad choices. And so every opportunity I had where I was outside of the shelter of my home, I had choices to make. What kind of man was I going to become? And now that I have become that man, I still am open to change. I'm still changing. I'm still being transformed by God's grace. But see, I am starting to see my choices from back then to where I am now. I'm starting to get it. Those choices were to choose what man I was going to become, and that's why I am the way I am. Now, transformed and renewed by God's grace, amen, hallelujah, praise the Lord, thank him for that. But see, this morning I'm going to share with you something that I believe the Lord wants to be shared. And then you're going to go and you're going to take it with you, but you're going to choose the man you're going to become. Now, or change it if you're a woman, okay? I'm not, you know, whatever. It's for everybody. Choose the Christian you're going to become. Choose who you're going to be. The second most said thing in our household that my dad told me was check your oil. Check your oil on your car. Always got to check it. I think even before I had a car, check your oil. No, I'm kidding. But this morning I want us to check our oil. Spiritually, where are we at? And when we hear this, we're going to choose what we do with it, kind of a thing. And so this is going to be about our Father in heaven. And I'm going to start in Scripture with a wonderful parable. And I grew up in Sunday school hearing this parable. Even the title in the Bible, The Parable of the Prodigal Son. I grew up in Sunday school hearing this story a lot and always thinking about it as it's about the son. But as God kind of put this on my heart when I was preparing for preaching on Father's Day, it's just as much about the father as it is the son. And so we're going to read it. It's in Luke chapter 15. If you want to turn there, you can. If you do not have a Bible, there's a Bible in the rack below your seat. You can use that Bible. If you do not own a Bible, you can take that Bible with you. We will replenish those. Five-finger discount. So go ahead with that. But yes, Luke chapter 15. And this is a big chunk of Scripture, so stick with me, okay? We're going to break it up a little bit, all right? So chapter 15, verse 11, it starts. And he said, there was a man who had two sons. And the younger of them said to his father, Father, give me the share of my property, or of property that is coming to me. And he divided his property between them. Not many days later, the younger son gathered all he had and took a journey into a far country. And there he squandered his property in reckless living. We know that definition already. Reckless living. And when he had spent everything, a severe famine arose in that country, and he began to be in need. So he went and hired himself out to one of the citizens of that country, who sent him into his fields to feed pigs. And he was longing to be fed with the pods that the pigs ate, and no one gave him anything. Like, how low do you have to be to eat with some pigs? I went on a trip some years ago. It was a youth trip. I'll preface it, my dad was not present. Because it was a poorly planned trip. It was a fishing trip, kayak down the river. Except the thing is, we didn't bring no food because we were going to eat the fish we catch. You can already see why this is going to be bad. That year, the river was really low. It hadn't rained or whatever, and I'll be honest, we had to drag our kayaks a lot. You couldn't even paddle, okay? You're just bottoming out. Now, understand, we're kayaking every day, almost all day long, in 70 to 80 degree weather. It's hot. You're hungry. We went through the bag of beef jerky on the drive there. We haven't eaten, and there's like seven of us, one grown adult, me who just graduated, and then five other growing teenage boys. Grand plan. And we haven't eaten. We're starving. I'm serious. I'm going to be honest. We live in a first world country where we really don't have that problem a ton, but this was by choice. And we went out there, and I was like, yeah, okay, this is rough. I felt like I was starving. Maybe I should do that trip again. You can laugh, but there's some of you that should come with me. Anyway, you fire at me, I'll fire back. We're on this trip, we're doing this. It got to the point where we stopped one night and we actually caught two fish. Oh my word. One got burnt, and the other one was gone before I could have any. So I found freshwater oysters, clams, whatever you want to call them. You know what I'm talking about? You guys get it? Don't eat those. Don't. Found a few of them. Weren't sure. Do we cook them? Do we eat them raw? I don't know. Threw one in the fire, cracked open another one, chewed on it for an hour before I decided to swallow. I'm serious. It's more chewy than gum. It was bad. It even got to the point where one of my friends was about to clock a baby raccoon with a paddle. Like, that's how bad it was. Until dad saved the day. And but the youth pastor that was with us, he's like, I was saving these for an emergency. And I was like, oh, it's not an emergency? We just went 2 days without food. What's an emergency to you? Because at the time, I was very skinny, getting skinnier. He may have had room. I did not. Hope he doesn't watch this. Anyway, they were two baked potatoes. Well, they were potatoes and we baked them. Put a little salt on them. Greatest potato I've ever had in my life. That thing was gone in 5 seconds. And then I was starving again. It was rough. It was bad. But I guarantee if you would have came up to me and said, all right, keep going like this or come eat with these pigs, I probably would have kept going like that. I'm sorry. I ain't eating with no pigs. I don't know what they're eating. One. Two, you know how bad pigs smell? I just go by pig farms, and that smells bad enough, let alone being with them eating. Only kind of pig eating I do is bacon, okay? That's it. But all that to say, that's how rough a shape this guy was in. That's the kind of, he squandered his inheritance, like the land that was due to him, the stuff that was due to him, he squandered it so much to the point where he was eating with pigs. You could stick me out in the woods for 3 days with no food and I would not eat with pigs. And this dude's at this point. I'll be honest, my standards really aren't that high for eating. As you could tell, I ate the freshwater oyster thing. You know, you'd think after 20 minutes of chewing on it, I would have spat it out. No, I kept going. I mean, he's eating with pigs. We're going to pick back up. Verse 17. But when he came to himself, he said, how many of my father's hired servants have more than enough bread? But I perish here with hunger. I will arise and go to my father, and I will say to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven, and before you I am no longer worthy to be called your son. Treat me as one of your hired servants. And he arose and came to his father. But while he was still a long way off, his father saw him and felt compassion and ran and embraced him and kissed him. And the son said to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son. But the father said to his servants, bring quickly the best robe and put it on him. And put a ring on his hand and shoes on his feet and bring the fattened calf and kill it. That's my kind of man. Fire up the barbecue. Put a little garlic butter. Sorry, I'm getting carried away. Let us eat and celebrate, for this my son was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found, and they began to celebrate. I'm going to stop there. We'll go back to it. See, on this Father's Day, I want you to know your mistake, your squandering, your past, your history, your sin. Before the father ever knew his son's intentions, he saw him from a long way off, and he didn't know whether his son was coming to ask for forgiveness, more money, more food, and then leave or do whatever. He didn't approach his son with a, I told you so, an anger, a bitterness, a frustration, a, let me teach you, boy. He saw him from a long way off and felt compassion. And he ran to him, and he hugged him, and he kissed him, and he brought his finest clothes, and he dressed him, brought him shoes, killed the fattened calf, and threw a party. If this story isn't just as much about the Father than the Son. Because that's us. That's us, the Son. We come back, I'm telling you. He sees you coming from a long way off, and he's running to you. Arms wide open. Where we were dirty, eating with pigs, he will feed you good food, bring you great clothes, and put a ring on your finger and celebrate. That's why Father's Day is joyful, regardless of any earthly situation. Our Father in heaven sees you. He sees you. Let's continue the story really quick. Verse 25. Now his older son was in the field, and as he came and drew near the house, he heard music and dancing. And he called one of the servants and asked what these things meant. And he said to him, your brother has come, and your father has killed the fattened calf because he has received him back safe and sound. But he was angry and refused to go in. His father came out and entreated him, but he answered his father, look, these many years I have served you, and I never disobeyed your command. Yet you never gave me a young goat that I might celebrate with my friends. But when this son of yours came, who has devoured your property with prostitutes, you killed the fattened calf for him? And he said to him, son, you are always with me, and all that is mine is yours. It was fitting to celebrate and be glad. For this your brother was dead and is alive, was lost, and now he's found. Don't get caught being the brother. Don't look at some person that walks in with a past. Think, what? What's going on? What are they doing here? How come they're getting all the hugs? How come they're getting all the... I've been volunteering. I've been spending my time. I've been tithing. I got baptized. I'm a member. Where's mine? Because you're going to get the same response. All that's his is yours too. And how great is that the father turned to him and said, all that's mine is yours. He didn't go up to him and said, your attitude is poor. Get out. Go to your room. Or whatever they had then. I don't know if he had his own house or what. He said, son, all that's mine is yours too. It's just that he was lost and now he's found. The other thing, the father didn't go behind the prodigal son's back and say to the other son, well, yes, he made this mistake, this mistake, this mistake, this. He said, he's found. He's found. That's our father. That's our father protecting us from those who may try to attack us. And see, the brother even brought up specific personal past moments. He squandered it on prostitutes. That's your past. The father doesn't even pay attention to it. Doesn't say anything about it. Doesn't justify it. Doesn't nothing. He was lost, and now he's found. Let's celebrate. There will be people in this world that try to take you down by bringing up your past. There will be people in this world who try to drag you down by bringing up your worst moment. I'm telling you, the Father, it's wiped clean. You're found. Let's celebrate. Let's party. Let's have some steaks. Any point in time you want to invite me over for steaks, I'm up for it. Let's party. Let's party. He protects his son. He protects him before, doesn't allow that to drag him back down. Don't let the world rob you of your moment, your celebration, your party, your belief that you will have eternal life because you believe in the Father. Don't let the past rob you of that. Don't let the enemy take you back down. Be in the party. Let yourself be forgiven. You want to know maybe why you don't have the joy of the Lord is because you have not forgiven yourself. Maybe the person in this story that's bringing up your past is you. Stop it. You're free. You're at a party. You know what people are not my favorite at a party? The people that bring up, well, did you hear who died this week? I'm sorry. We should recognize and remember people. Now's not the time. A party is a party. Don't let somebody rob you of this. Don't let the enemy take you down and drag you back. The Father has wiped you clean, killed the fattened calf, put you in a new robe, put a ring on your finger and shoes on your feet. So dance. Have a good time. See, this reminds me of one of my favorite stories in the Bible, and it's just a few chapters later and chapter 23. You can turn there, Luke chapter 23. You don't have to. I'm just going to read it. It starts in verse 39. This story is my favorite story in the whole Bible, and it relates to the prodigal son, but see, it's another representation of who is our Father that we honor on this Father's Day. Verse 39, Luke chapter 23. One of the criminals who were hanged railed at him, saying, "Are you not the Christ? Save yourself and us." But the other rebuked him, saying, "Do you not fear God, since you are under the same sentence of condemnation? We indeed justly, for we are receiving the due reward of our deeds, but this man has done nothing wrong." And he said, "Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom." And he said to him, "Truly, I say to you, today you will be with me in paradise." He saw him coming from a long way off, and he ran to him with open arms. See, this man that will be remembered in paradise, that will be with Jesus in paradise, there's no record of him going to the synagogues. There's no record of him getting baptized, being a member at church. There's no record of any of this. Those things are good. I'm not saying you don't need those things or ripping on those things. I'm just saying those things, there's no record of that. And still, he will be in paradise with the Father. The prodigal son squandered it all. Messed it all up. Messed it all up. And still, he was welcomed back with open arms. That's me. That's you. And today we honor that Father, this Father, that even though he's dying on a cross after being beaten, bruised, bloodied, whipped, made fun of, spat on, he's still going to say to a criminal, the only thing we know about that guy is he's on the cross for something he did. And obviously it was severe enough for him to get put on a cross. But we don't know if he ever went to church. Yet Jesus still looks at him. "Truly, I say to you, you will be with me in paradise." That is our Father. That is my Savior. That is who we honor today. Because I believe there's a couple groups of people in here today. Some need to hear about the Father that we have. You need to be reminded, or you need to be told for the first time, who God the Father is and what he's about. Some of you needed to be encouraged through your moments of persecution, people bringing up your past and your history and understanding that you're in the party. You have the robe, you have the ring, you have the shoes, you have the fattened calf. You're saved. Live free. Be free in his love and his grace and his mercy. And then there's some of us who need to become more like the Father. We need to see people from a long way off and run to them. Not be quick to "I told you so," quick to, well, hey, you were doing all this stuff before. Not quick to silently sit back and think, there's no way they last in church. I wonder how long they'll be here. Run. Embrace them. I was going to say kiss them, but that might get weird. Have stakes. That won't be weird. And you can invite me. Always down for a party. See, those are the three types of people I believe are in this room, and you're being impacted by God's word, and I believe it. To become more like the Father. Because I'll be honest, maybe some of us, we've been a little bit too much like the Son. Not the prodigal son, the Son. Where's my reward? Your reward will be found in heaven. The same as the prodigal sons. You'll be in heaven. You'll be with him in paradise. So let us today remember how great and loving our Father is. How great his love is. That it goes beyond every mistake, every sin, every moment we regret, that we look back on and we wonder, what in the world was I doing? Let that not drag us down. Let no one bring that against us, because we are in the party. We will be in paradise, for we believe in our Savior, Jesus Christ. And he is our Father that is good and loving, perfect. And by his grace, I'm set free, and I will experience joy everlasting, and I will have a peace that surpasses all understanding. The questions I have, the doubt that I feel, will not drag me down, because he will give me peace that goes beyond. And my faith will be forever strengthened, sharpened, because of the Father. So I give this message to you as it was given to me by the Father. And I give it to you. Choose what man you're going to become. Choose what Christian you're going to become. You have an opportunity as you leave this place every day. Will you become more like the Father? Will you turn away from your sin and your pigsty to come back to the Father? Will you learn and learn from the Father to understand that you have it all and you should be grateful? Who will you become?
Thanks for joining us on the Lifecast. It is a ministry of New Life Assembly of God in Sparta, Wisconsin. If you are ever in the area, we would enjoy the opportunity of meeting you. Until then, remember, God is for you, not against you.